The Business on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by AIB. We see Brave and we're backing it through Brexit.
Most retailers have a lot to deal with at the moment, as we know, from shuttered shops to stock shortages, as we've been hearing. But is the Irish retail landscape facing into a better year? And what have we learned from tough trading in a pandemic? We're joined by Eddie Shanahan, consultant for the fashion, craft and retail sectors and chair of Showcase Ireland. Eddie, have we seen more digital transformation innovation in 10 months than we did in, let's say, the last 10 years, that finally, maybe for some retailers, COVID has been a forcing function to get themselves online?
Oh, absolutely. Unfortunately, when the pandemic hit, many retailers had to play catch up. But for most, online trading has been the saviour of their business. Developing an online service is so important, because retail is now multi-channel. And the consumer wants a whole range of ways to purchase, from enjoying the experience of a physical store to click and collect, researching online to buy in store, researching in store to maybe purchase online and arrange deliveries at a time that suits them.
And with the move then to click and collect for a lot of retailers, that gave them a reprieve. That obviously ended in recent weeks. Has that been a setback for those that were just finding their way online?
Well, it has to a certain extent, because many of them are small operations and they don't have the facilities to do direct deliveries on their own. But there are some things they can do. While it's not going to be easy, they can continue trading online through lockdown where possible. They can use their shop windows and social media to stay in touch with customers. They should use the time too to plan for the future, especially when it comes to replenishment, because many shops are simply bereft of stock due to broken supply chains for much of last season and a reasonably good period before Christmas. And they in doing that, I think they should really respond to the evolving consumer support for local brands. And they may also need to carefully plan their staff schedules for when reopening comes along, because there may be ongoing restrictions. So this may require trading over longer hours and spreading staff cover.
And as people do that planning for the rest of the year, like, should they have an assumption that the high street, the physical shop front, that's just going to change? Or do you have an assumption that people will always want the in-person experience?
Oh, the high street is far from dead. It has simply relocated. With more people working from home, I believe our local towns and villages can become the new high streets. And, you know, the sensory experience you can deliver in a physical store, that has an ability to create a sense of being valued, a sense of luxury, and it creates desire that's hard to match online. And that's where retailers can be assured that they will still continue to attract people, creating unique experiences, a sense of retail theatre, and providing really well-informed professional service.
And despite all of those efforts, though, Eddie, do you think we will just see more closures from retailers as they review leases with landlords, look at the budgets with accountants?
Yeah, I think now that maybe some people are looking at their year-end figures, some people will just be jaded by the experience of the last 9 or 10 months. Others will find it simply not profitable for them to continue. And yes, I do feel that we are going to see some closures. And also, I think we will see the chains beginning to retract and reduce their footprints. And of course, that will leave a lot of vacant sites that may be repurposed, whether it's as coffee shops, gyms or salons.
And just finally, Eddie, like, a lot of retailers would have used, you know, trade fairs to help with visibility, help with revenue. Is there any alternative that now this year to help drive new business?
Well, the good news is that Showcase is going to pivot this year to a virtual showroom. Showcase is an important source for Irish and international retailers in the buying calendar. And it's supported by Design and Crafts Council Ireland, by Enterprise Ireland and the local enterprise offices. And it brings together a group of buyers this year, suppliers this year, makers and designers, over 100 of them. And I'm glad to say that already we have interest from buyers for from 15 countries okay. who have registered to set up one-to-one virtual meetings with a host of makers that are really delivering excellent Great. Quality and well, design in gift and home, fashion and jewellery, wellness and craft. Okay. Ireland's open for business.
Best of luck with that. Eddie Shanahan, consultant for the fashion, craft and retail sectors and chair of Showcase Ireland.